So, said Mass last night, and we talked about all sorts of things, and then as I was listening again to the responsorial psalm, it occurred to me that maybe we should talk about the responsorial psalm. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing up yet again and messing up my plans. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. There are lots of different kinds of prayers. We pray for parking places. We pray to pass tests. We pray for success. We pray for strength. We pray for those who are sick. We pray for lots of things and lots of different reasons. But I wonder how many of us in our lives take a moment and pray just, thank you, God. That's all. I don't want anything today. Just thank you. We don't do it very often. And I think part of the challenge for us is that if we want to be in a position where we can share our lives and the gospel with other people, that we need to have our own selves pretty squared away. Not perfect, because I gotta tell you, I'm not anywhere close to perfect. But I have over the years found the time and the grace to be able to every day spend up to an hour just being still. And when I started that process, when I first joined the order, my spiritual director said, starting today, you have to spend 15 minutes quiet in a chair. No phone, no computer, no music, no nada, no reading. 15 minutes doing nothing. For the first 6 weeks, it was awful. It was the longest 15 minutes of my life forever. Because the clock never, if you look at the clock, it doesn't change. It just keeps creeping. But now that time for me is an anchor because it allows me to do lots of different things. First of all, yes, to thank God, and I try to do that. But also to sort of process the things that are going on around me in terms of, do I need to do something differently? Is there something that I'm doing that I need to take a look at? Thank you, Jesuits, for that little piece of the puzzle. And yes, I always set an alarm clock because sometimes I fall asleep. God comes to us in our dreams, and so I'm not so sad that that's what happens. But the point is that for me, it's an opportunity to take care of myself, and that's part of the challenge that we face in today's world. Jesus Christ told us, God, neighbor, self. The church tells us, God and neighbor. Kind of blows past the self part. I guess they didn't want to raise a bunch of narcissists. I don't know. But we never pay attention to that. When people have been sitting with someone in the hospital taking care of them, I ask them the question about, have they ever been on an airplane? And what do they say when you're on an airplane? Put your oxygen mask on first, because you have to be able to breathe in order to take care of everybody else around you. Take care of yourself. It's okay. Jesus Christ did that on a regular basis. We have in the Gospels lots of opportunities where he says to the disciples, you go on ahead, I'll catch up. Or he went off to the mountain to pray. Or early in the morning, he went to the garden to pray. If we see that often in the Gospel, I'm guessing he did it a lot. To take care of himself, to spend time with his Father, to prepare himself for the day. If we are able to do that, then we can be in a position when we are challenged by something that we can respond to it from the Spirit that is alive in our hearts. Because that's the other piece of the puzzle. Each one of you, if you have been baptized and confirmed twice, have been told you are priest, prophet, and king. And for those of you who haven't been confirmed yet, you have something to look forward to because you will get it again. The same oil that they use on the priest's hands and on the bishop's head, you will be anointed with twice, being told that you're a priest, prophet, and king. So each of us has that piece of the puzzle, our own piece of the puzzle of the good news that we are called to share with the people around us. And we can do that if we are in a position to know what it is, to know what that puzzle piece is. And we can do that when we take time to sort of look at our lives and find a way and a place and a time to say, thank you, God, for all the gifts that you've given me. Thank you, God, for the challenges and the successes that you have given me. Because if we know what's going on inside of us and are able to accept it and put it together, then we can move out and share those thoughts with others. Take that plank out of our eye and know what it is. We all have strengths. We all have weaknesses. And God wants us to operate knowing those. And it takes time to do that. This is a perfect time of the year. We are moving into Lent. Next week will be Lent. And this is an opportunity to stop and spend some time in the desert, preparing ourselves, just like Jesus did. What do I need to look into in my life so that my prayer life is different? How often can I stop and say, thank you, God, for all the gifts you've given me? You have to know what they are first, so you have to do some internal work there as well. It's really easy when I ask people to tell me how many weaknesses they have or name some of their weaknesses. They rip those off in about, 30 seconds. Stop and tell me 5 strengths that you have. Frequently the response is, I'll have to get back to you because I'm not sure what they are. We all have strengths, we all have weaknesses, and the challenge is to know what they are and operate from them, with the Spirit doing the hard driving, because that's a key piece of it. And for me, in today's world, in today's church, which is chaotic and challenging, for me, the piece that I hold on to is Scripture and the sacraments. If you want to look at a crazy church, a church that you wanted to know whether you wanted to be a part of, let's go back to the Middle Ages, shall we? There was a period in time when we had 2 popes. There was a period in time when the popes who were leading the church would appoint their brothers and their sisters as cardinals, or the child that they had as a cardinal. Go back and look. Church history was crazy in those days. If the pope wanted something, he would say to his army, would you go get that for me, please, from that country? They don't need it. And off his army would go. But the Holy Spirit was still present in the church through the sacraments, through the Scriptures, through the prayer life of the people. And so today we have the Spirit still in control of our church, still waiting to put us on fire in our hearts to preach the gospel. There is a way through this, through prayer, through attendance to the sacraments, through being part of a strong community. Those are important things. And we do that because we are in our own minds, in our own hearts, in our own souls, able to do so because we know what we are. We've taken that plank out of our eye through self-examination, through prayer, through study, through the sacraments. That's what does it. Lent's a good time to do that. Lent's a good time to slow down, assess, and start off by saying, thank you, God, for this season, a season that I will make the best of as I go through it.